listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, know this is the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on the way to raising your vibration. I'm your host, Davy Crockett. You call me Davy. You call me Crockett. Whatever you want. You call me whatever you want. You can call me Jimbo. Oh, you can call me Marvin the Martian, because we are broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in the wonderful Sherman Oaks space, as you know. Right now, we are about 57 million light years away. So what this means is that this broadcast that you're hearing, well, let's see, a light year is a light wave. That probably doesn't travel, it probably travels faster than a sound wave. Light wave, yeah, it does. So then you guys would probably be hearing this broadcast billions of years in the future or ago, depending on which way the frequent... What's going on, guys? This is the Vibration Station. I'm your host, David Crockett. We got co-host Joshy.
Hey, what's up, LA?
How you doing, my brother, my brother? My dog, my dog, my dog, my dog. Listen, ooh, we got a very, very special show lined up.
Oh, yes, we do.
For you guys today. Mm. What we're going to be talking about today is how to find your special someone that you've always been looking for.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Do you hear it? How to find your special someone that you've always been looking for. Do you know what I'm saying?
I totally.
So here we go. Today in our society, you know, everybody in everywhere from middle school to high school, college, after college, real people life. Everybody's, you know, everybody has a significant person. Most people do, right? And if you don't, then chances are they're looking for one. Do you know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So you're in high school, you know, all your friends have boyfriends, girlfriends. You're like, oh, I want, you know what I mean? So we're constantly surrounded by, people in monogamous relationships.
There's plenty of fish out there for everybody.
Right? Monogamous. That's,
yeah.
That means
one person.
One person. Exactly. Exactly. So what we're going to be talking about on the show today is things that you can do to attract and find that special someone that you've always been looking for.
And this goes for both males and females.
And females. Right? We're just going to be talking about different ways of communication, body language, things that you can say. We're also going to be talking about if you have a person in mind, how you have nothing to lose.
To approach them, yeah.
By approaching them and asking them, hey, do you want to go out with me? Keep your fingers crossed. I'm just messing. But seriously, guys, today's going to be a great show. We got lined up for you. Once again, if you guys want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I'm just messing with you guys. We got a wonderful vibration in the studio today. Oh, sun's out. It's good. Feeling good. Feeling great. It's a little gloomy outside. Right? Sun's kind of out, you know. But let me tell you, it is a beautiful day to meet that special someone. After this show, you're going to go out. You're going to find that person you've always been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Josh?
Mm.
Isn't that true?
Amen to that.
Amen to that, brother. So here, let's kick this off. Joshy.
Yes, sir.
You've had girlfriends.
Yeah.
You've never had... I'm just messing with you. I was going to say, you've had girlfriends. You've had boyfriends.
No.
I'm just messing with you, Josh.
Okay, good.
What can I say?
What can I say, David? I go both ways.
Dude, doesn't mean you're a bad person. That's awesome. Doubles your chances for a date on Saturday night.
Oh, look at David, all statistical on me now.
There you go. I mean, you have one or the other. That's 50-50. Therefore, if you're both, that's 100%.
100%.
You're living like 50% better than the average person. That's pretty chill.
It is.
But I'm just messing because Josh, unfortunately for him, is completely heterosexual. So, so funny. So, Josh, as I was saying, you've had girlfriends before. You've been through the experience. You know what I'm saying? And you've been single, right?
Yes, sir.
So my question for you, Josh, is, you know, with all this right now, you're currently single?
I am currently single.
Whoa, ladies. Heyo. Phone number 323-203-0815. You just ask for Josh.
Wow.
No, seriously. I know we're going to be getting our phone lines blown up in just a sec here, but I am going to have to cut them off because right now is not the time to talk to Josh. Yes, he is single. Yes, he is beautiful. Yes, he is my co-host. What can I say? I am just one lucky man. So, so listen, Josh, you've been through the ins and outs. You've been through high school. You've seen your friends in relationships. You've been in relationships. You've been out of relationships. All these different things. Now, my question for you is, what is it that makes the average person, I would say, want to have a significant other? For example, let me just, you know, like, I know that a lot of my friends, you know, I'm so blessed. I have the best woman in the entire world, and I couldn't be more thankful. But having that said, I'm saying, like, there's so many, you know, there's so many of my, you know, friends and stuff out there, and people, when your friends start getting girlfriends and stuff, they're like, oh, dude, I want a girlfriend, you know? And then I have friends that are girls, you know, that'll be like, oh, like, I want a boyfriend every, you know, and then it starts like, this person's in a relationship, then this person's in a relationship, then, you know, and then you just see everybody starts like fighting, you know what I mean? But my question for you, man, is what do you think fuels that? What do you think's the trigger for that?
When I was out and looking for a girlfriend.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've had a moment in my life where I was desperate to find a girlfriend because I did feel like...
We all have.
Yeah, I feel like there was a piece of me missing.
Word.
And the funny part is that as I was trying to look for a girlfriend, I could not find one. So I stopped looking for a little bit. A couple weeks, a couple months went by. And then all of a sudden, I meet a girl.
Right.
We start going out. We start laughing, you know. And we connect. Now, what is this connection That's what David is asking. Yeah. What is this connection?
What is this? What?
Yeah. How do two people actually, you know, come together and actually turn their keys and say, I want to be in a relationship with you?
Turn the keys.
Turn the keys.
Let's turn the keys, Josh.
Let's turn it,
baby. We're turning the keys.
Woo!
Josh and I are in some sort of a relationship.
Yeah. The radio relationship.
The radio relationship.
So the thing is
don't that, you mean the blood brother relationship?
Okay, yes, sir.
Thanks,
yes,
bro. Thanks a lot, man.
In the studio, it's the radio.
Okay, in the studio, it's the radio relationship.
Yeah.
Outside the studio, it's the blood brother relationship.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we actually cut our wrists and put them on each other once so we could share blood. That was interesting. Go on.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was saying that the connection is.
I'm just messing. Go on, brother.
So, what brought us together? I think was humor.
Humor. So,
humor.
Like laughter, joy.
Laughter, joy.
Okay.
And of course,
that's what brought you guys together.
And of course, physical attraction has something to do with
that.
That
absolutely
plays. Once you're past the physical attraction point, when you say, oh, I want to see you again, okay, you're past the physical attraction point. Now, what else do you want to gain from this connection?
Exactly.
What else are you looking for?
I
was looking for a humorous and an outgoing girl.
Cool.
And unfortunately, I made a mistake with my last relationship. I gave her a chance and she never changed. So I said, you know, bye-bye. You know, you're not the girl for me. But you learn from each thing that you do. So.
And she's listening right now and biting her tongue, let me tell you.
Ooh.
Okay, go on, Josh.
So I believe that each of us is a puzzle piece. And we need to look for our opposite piece that we can connect to. So obviously you don't want to look for a person who's completely opposite of you, otherwise it's a minus and a plus. They don't go really well together. You want to get a plus and a plus, or a minus and a minus.
Word.
So if you're humorous, outgoing, odds are you want to find a girl who is similar to you. Not too similar.
Right.
If you're a guy and you're looking for a girl and you're saying, I want a girl exactly like me, messy, you know, drinking beer constantly, you probably don't want a girlfriend like that.
There you go.
You want to have if you're a guy and you're looking for a girlfriend, you want a girl to be feminine, right? You don't want a girl to be masculine, otherwise it's just going to be weird.
Yes. Yes.
And same thing goes for the girls.
I totally agree.
Vice versa.
I totally agree. And something that I want to go off of that is, guys, it is, I feel like it is so detrimental, for those of you out there, people that are in the middle of, you know, looking for something serious, something that they can rely on, a possible soulmate or something of the sort, you know, whatever that is you're looking for. The big part is not to look for it. That's something that I wanted to touch on. I feel like, you guys ever notice that when you want something really bad, or you're like, you're looking for something and you're like, I can't find it. Where is it? I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. It never comes. When does it come? It comes when you give it up. Do you know what I'm saying? It comes when you stop looking for it. Now, through my personal experiences, Josh, just how you said, you know, you were looking for girls for a really long time and then you just gave up. And then this girl came. Even though she may have not been the right girl, you were still looking for somebody to fill that spot in what she did, right? Do you know what I'm saying? So, having that said, I had the exact same experience. I did, actually. When, you know, anytime I had ever, it was in my life, you know, even through middle school, when I was looking for, you know, oh, I want a girlfriend, you know, I remember 7th grade, you know, like, I was like, oh, I really want a girlfriend, that'd be so cool to have a girl, you know, you stop looking for it and it comes, you know, it's, I feel like a lot of where the confusion and the disruption, and I would say a lot of where the lack of success comes from is the fact that in your head, in your mind state, you are thinking, you're creating, you're putting out there the fact that you're looking, right? Do you know what I mean? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No worries, bro. So that, I just, Oh, help me out, man. I'm saying how important it is to have a preconceived projection in your head of what
you want. Yeah.
Yeah. And of just of knowing that you can't look for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, knowing that you can't wake up and go, like, okay, well, I'm going to look for the right girl today, or I'm going to look for the right guy today.
That's the funny thing. You have that mindset, and you're probably not going to succeed.
Exactly.
Because if you're trying to look for a person to connect with, odds are it's going to happen naturally.
Right. I like it. Naturally. I dig it. And also, keep in mind that, at least I believe, that... you know, we attract people all dependent upon our frequencies, our brain vibrations, hence Dave's good vibration station. I'm a firm believer that we all attract to things that, you know, we create. So anything that we experience in our reality is simply a product of our creation. Therefore... if you are, like I said, looking for a girl, all you will put out, the universe acts as a mirror. What you put out is what you get back. It's a projection. Therefore, you put out, I'm looking, I'm looking, I'm looking. All you get back is you're looking, you're looking, you're looking. You put out the fact, if you wake up and you say to yourself, I am a beautiful human being. I'm funny. I'm energetic. I am loved and I love. I can laugh, I can dance for fun, I don't need to be good at it, but I am a wonderful person, and somebody on this planet would be honored, would be so ecstatic and so joyous to have me be their significant other, and that person is going to come into my life sooner than later.
Exactly, but I have a question for you, Dave.
Let's hear it, let's hear it.
Let's say you're at a bar, you're at a party, wherever there's okay. social events happening. You make eye contact with a girl.
Okay.
Both of you are staring at each other, smiling, you know.
This is just like a single guy and then
single
like
single guy and a single,
single girl and
in
you're
a
at
bar,
a
okay. some social event.
Okay.
And you make eye contact and you share this eye contact for a little while.
Okay.
And the guy's thinking, I want to approach this girl.
Okay.
This is absolutely fine.
Sure.
This is obviously.
Right.
But what are some techniques on approaching a girl? What is the best, smoothest way? what do you think on this? I think this is a really interesting topic. And
so funny.
Yeah. So
yeah,
what do you think is
well,
a good
we'll
way?
We'll throw around some ideas. If anything, we should have a girl in the studio for this one. If anything, we should, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe we can get some callers.
Guys. Hey, there we go. What an idea.
Yeah, we
girls
definitely...
are like, no, we're not going to call. I don't want to be on the radio. What if I mess up?
You won't mess up.
You won't mess up. Come on. It's 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email us, tell us how much you love us, or you hate us. But we don't want to hear that. Whatever. Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. Josh was just saying, if you're just tuning in with us, he was throwing out a scenario where there's a single guy, a single girl, you're at a party, you're at a bar or something, right? Some sort of social appointment, if you will. And the guy looks at the girl, and the girl looks at the guy. And the guy's like, damn,
son,
I would like
tap that.
I would like to approach this person and talk to them. Josh says, well, what's the best way to do this?
What is the best
guys?
Way? What is the best way?
Well, I'm going to start off with asking Joshua that.
Oh, damn it.
He threw himself under the bus.
Okay, fine.
And he just...
Fine, I'll take the question.
Let's do it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. So, Josh, here we go. Let me lay out the scene. Josh is a very muscular, super attractive, nice... like hazel eyes, nice brown hair. Beautiful hair. I was just telling him this morning how I love his hair.
Oh, you're too cute.
So this is this
too cute, David.
Super thing. You stop it. So this super awesome, mega dank Josh is, he's at a bar. Let's just say he's at a bar.
All right, sure. I'll play along with that.
Okay. Josh is at a bar, right?
Yeah.
And then, some female. What's a name that you like, Josh? What's up?
Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, sure. Veronica's sitting across.
Yeah.
And you lock eyes.
Okay.
Right? What do you do? How do you pursue this, Josh?
Okay. Obviously, I would start walking over. But the last thing you want to do is create pointless. Notice that word. Pointless, awkward moments.
Right.
Pointless.
Right.
If you're going to have an awkward moment, it's supposed to mean something. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
Because if you have an awkward moment, you share an awkward moment of silence, and you're looking at each other at this moment of silence, there's an automatic connection.
Right.
Word. So let's say you're approaching the girl. She's, you know, ordering a drink or something at the counter. You come up. You say, what do you say, David? What do you think is...
What do I... I don't know.
Can I buy you a drink?
No.
What do you think?
I don't know. See, I feel like it, you know, all completely depends upon the circumstance. And this is one thing that I was meaning to say at the very beginning of this explanation. It depends upon the intention, right?
There you go. Am I going to sleep with this girl?
Exactly.
Or am I going to actually make something happen?
Exactly.
Am I going to light a spark?
Right. Exactly. So my thing is if it's, you know, if you're just attracted to this girl, if it's strictly lust, you know, obviously, you know, any guy can execute, you know, like a girl at a bar, and, you know, guys are creepy and weird, though. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys are just like, guys with girls are like really weird.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Super weirdos.
That want to take advantage of women.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some good guys still out there.
Totally.
Just like you, David.
Thanks, man.
David's in a relationship, unfortunately. Sorry about that, ladies. But
oh, get out of here, Josh. No, this is Josh. Josh is the one where, you know... the ladies have been calling, man. I haven't told you this. We've gotten about 78 calls since I said the number and I told the ladies that Josh was single. That's...
So I was going to say, like, women are going to be looking for, you know, down-to-earth guys.
Right.
And unfortunately, just like there's a lot of weirdo guys, there's going to be a lot of weirdo girls as well.
There are
weirdo
girls.
The ones that are going to take advantage of guys, you know. Oh, he has such a nice Rolex. Look at his Ferrari parked outside.
She take my money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in
money, 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 money. Money.
I think we're singing two different songs.
I was transitioning into a different song. But so the girl's going to say, oh, look at that watch. Look at that Ferrari. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to get married. I'm going to make sure that he takes care of me.
Right.
Now, some women are going to play along, you know, do that, you know, parasite thing. I honestly appreciate it when a girl's like, hey, you know, I'm working, you know, I'm proud of who I am.
Word.
I don't like the women that say, I want the guy to take care of me. Of course, the guy is supposed to take care of you, but not 110% financially.
Right.
You know, the guy can take you out to a nice movie, nice dinner. Obviously, he's going to pay for all that stuff.
Right.
But is he going to buy you a car? Is he going to buy you a huge mansion? It's nice if the girl... If the girl and the guy coincide with each other.
Right. For sure.
And say, hey, we're going to make our lives awesome together.
Right.
I'm going to work. You're going to work. We're both going to chip in and make our lives awesome. Because... Right. That's part of a good standing relationship. Both of you are working hard to do the things that you want to do together.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important.
Super, dude. I totally agree. I think that, yeah, pretty much what I'm getting from this is that it's very detrimental to a relationship to be successful By understanding and knowing where each person stands in the relationship, knowing, you know, that they're both on the same page, you know, they both, for example, how you were saying a gold digger, you know, you can have a woman who's, oh, just all about the money and blah, blah, blah. So then she marries, you know, this old guy, you know, an old wealthy man. You know what I mean? And then she's like, oh, he'll take care of me, blah, blah, blah. There's obviously a lack of understanding in that relationship. Do you know what I mean? There's obviously, like, it's obviously wrong, you know? There's like a, like, they're not on the same page. Would you agree? Do you know? Like, yeah, where as if, you know, for example, like your parents or my parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, they both completely, they work together to, you know, keep their family going. And
there you go.
And they, you know, they have their things that each of them do to make sure that everything is running properly and everything's rolling great. And you know, they're on the same page. You know, and those are the kinds of relationships, obviously, that will most benefit you, are the healthiest, to say the least, and will last the longest, obviously. Josh, what?
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to get a better, like, feel for, like, what it is in a person, you know what I mean, that makes them, like, feel, makes them feel, like, lonely, or, like, when everybody else around them is, like, in a relationship, do you know what I mean, what makes them feel, like, that loneliness, that, like, I want, like, do you know, just, like, because the crazy thing is, if you notice, you know, people go throughout their entire lives, you know, on and off with being single, you know, and living alone and, you know, doing their thing, and they don't necessarily have to have someone with them, right? But then if you notice, it's interesting, once everybody else starts getting it, you know, then the few people that are like, you know, just have never, like, had a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like I have friends that have never had a girlfriend. You know what I mean? And, like, but they want it, and they talk about it. And I also have friends that have always 100% of the time had a girlfriend. The moment that they break up with, you know, their girlfriend or whatever, their boyfriend, like, they go, literally 2 days later, they have somebody new. Because there's, like, this attachment thing. You know, there's this, like, this lack of, I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to explain it. So that's why I'm coming to you. I'm asking you, what your philosophy behind that is, of why we
feel lonely.
Yeah. Sometimes. Why we feel lonely when,
okay.
Yeah.
I have actually a pretty good life example.
Let's hear it, Josh.
I was at a bowling alley.
I love Josh's life examples.
I was at a bowling alley, with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
And at the time, most of my friends were in a relationship, so I saw them, you know, in couples, obviously, bowling in couples, talking in couples.
Right.
I was not in a relationship. I was sitting at a table. I was looking at everybody, you know, smiling. On the outside, I was smiling and having a good time. In the inside, I was thinking, look at all these people. Look how happy they are together.
Yeah, word.
I'm happy, but it would be great if I had a companion. With
right,
me.
Right.
I'm getting emotional.
Oh, Josh.
But I think it's important that life can be a very lonely place. Life, the world is a huge, massive arena. And the last thing you want to do is to be in this arena by yourself.
Word.
And I think it's very important that you have a companion with you, guy or girl, depending on your orientation.
Word.
And I think it's really important to go at life with a companion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I dig you.
So I was thinking that, and I was saying, you know, if I'm alone in this world without, I mean, I have my friends, but I want something more than a friend.
So that's why you think that people are more prone to feeling lonely and, like, kind of when they see other people in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, my question for you is, what do you think about the people? Because I know that there is a lot of this out here. What do you think about the types of people that don't know how to stay out of a relationship? For example, they're always in a relationship with a new person. It's one thing, obviously, we're like, how does somebody know how to stay out of it? Like, it's obviously one thing if you're in one relationship with one person, you know, for a long time. That's obviously that's a healthy monogamous relationship. What I'm talking about is the type of people that will be in a relationship, not just like hook up, you know, because, you know, all guys play the field at one point or another. You know what I mean? Like, all guys have their little stages of like, oh, let's just go to parties and, you know, like, oh, see, get with girls. And, you know, all guys do it at some point. And but there's also a new breed, and it's guys and girls where they constantly are having a new boyfriend or girlfriend, like every other week or every few weeks, or like, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's replaceable. It's super replaceable.
Yeah, it's like a Kodak camera, you know, disposable camera.
I feel you.
You take a few pictures, you know, you share some nice moments, and then you throw it away.
I feel you. And it's, you know, it's good to experience, you know, especially if you're young and that's what your heart is telling you to do, is to go out and experience and see what it's like to be with other people. Like, that's awesome. That's super good. That's positive. That's great. But there's also a medium. I feel like in today's society and, like, you know, all these kids and there's so much exposure, like internet exposure and just what's on TV and everything. So everyone's growing up faster. You know what I mean? I feel like kids are like being exposed to just like, oh, you know, this is how it is, like relationships and there's sex and there's this and, you know what I mean? So there's like, dude, you know, there's middle school kids, you know, that are doing crazy things that, like, we didn't even talk about in middle school. You know what I mean? And this all ties in. I know it's like a rant, but I'm saying like I feel like it's let's get back to the basics. I don't think it's healthy if you're constantly with a new person. Because I feel like that, and I could be wrong, I totally could be wrong, but just my own psychological analysis of that would be something along the lines of you know, there's an insecurity within you, there's a lack of trust within you for yourself, you know what I mean? Trust in what? I don't know. That's for us not to know and you to find out.
Yeah, insecurities plays a big role. And I believe that a lot of girls that I've met in high school, all of them, 95% were insecure.
Right.
They would wear high skirts, you know, always show their ass. And, you know, try to get the guy's attention. And, yeah, it was nice for the guys. The guy's like, yeah, I'm going to go home with that girl.
Right.
But I honestly think that if you want a healthy relationship, it shouldn't always be about the sex.
I feel you. Oh, of course. Oh, it can't be.
No, it can't.
No way.
No, it can't. And especially when you're married. When you're married, I've heard things that I've heard couples say that there is no sex in marriage. So what happens when you get married? Oh, you have to have that emotional bondage. Otherwise, if you have no connections when you're married, oh, you're bad out of luck, you know? What am I saying? Bad out of luck. You're out of luck.
Of course.
Obviously, there is some fun in marriage. I'm not going to lie. But when you're married, you know, you're married, you've said your vows, and now you're past that stage where you're saying, oh, yeah, I'm just going to sleep with you. You're way past that stage.
Yeah, yeah. Totally, totally.
And for some relationships, it goes that way, too. You're past that stage.
Yeah.
And now you just want to have a good time with that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like that is, you know, really detrimental to the human psyche, right? At one point, to really allow yourself and you know, some people, this you know, and I see, it just comes down to the person. Do you know what I mean? It comes down to the individual, comes down to what the person wants, what the person is excited for. But what I was going to say is I do believe that it is healthy for the human psyche to be able to dedicate yourself to an individual. Do you know what I'm saying? At one point or another.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Dedicate yourself to an individual. Share something more than just, oh, you look so good in those panties.
Love it, dude. Judge.
Those made out of licorice? Ooh, baby.
So funny. Oh, wow. You know what, guys? I just want to take a quick 5-minute break in regards, in shout out, in thanks, in what's upness, in hominess to Halloween.
Oh yeah.
And in hominess to our brothers at the Vibration Station, our real boy, what up, and Our House Records. This is Real Boy featuring Andrew Peterson, Welcome to Hell. This song was produced about a year ago for specifically Halloween. It's a phenomenal song. There's some of our very dear friends. Once again, Real Boy, Welcome to Hell. Check it out.
This is Real Boy and Andrew Peterson. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you, all in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead, who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under the gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Let me try you with the psychotype. You know the sort of thing, sick boy. We see it in the motion picture theaters. The man stabs the girl through the shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. You actually want to try out with some of this psychotype of horror? All right, here is some of the sickest. Down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. You actually want to try out with some of this psycho type of horror?
Wow.
David.
Well.
David.
Yes.
Halloween. Wednesday.
Halloween. Woo!
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Well, first of all, I'm going to thank Real Boy for producing such an amazing track to make my Halloween that much scarier. Ruff, 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 ruff. What am I going to do on Halloween? Well, I am probably just going to... I got a little gas mask. That's my... I'm going to be a spray painter gas mask man. I'm going to be a killer graffiti artist. But I'm not going to graffiti because that's illegal. So I just have the little plastic mask. That's what I'm going to do. Listen, guys, real quick. If you want to check out Real Boy, you do that. You can search them on Facebook. You can get them on SoundCloud / Real Boy. Reverb Nation. You can get them on TuneCore. You can also check out OurHouseRecords.com. Mm. Just like Our House, bum, bum, in the middle of the street. But it's like just spelled to say OurHouseRecords.com. Check them out, guys. They're really, really good. The reason why we threw that song on the show is because it is coming up to Halloween, and like we said, we always send unconditional love and appreciation to our boys over there at Our House Records. Josh.
Yes, sir.
For Halloween, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I have a wizard costume.
You have a wizard costume?
I have a wizard costume.
Nice.
It's a cool, like, dark purple, like, wizard costume.
Yes.
With stars, a pointy hat.
Yes.
I got a cool bandana, too, that I'm going to wrap around the hat, so it's going to be pretty cool. I want to
so
go to
cool.
Horror Nights, man.
You want to go to Horror Nights?
I want to go to Horror Nights. I want to fly back to Earth, go to Horror Nights,
right.
Man.
Yes. We should do that, Josh.
Yes.
We should leave our spaceship.
Mm.
And come back to Earth and go to Horror Nights for
yes.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I just want to remind you, you know, from your friendly neighbor Dave.
Ew.
Halloween, there's a lot of cops out, number one.
Oh.
Number two, Halloween is a wonderful excuse for kids to get into some mischief and in some trouble. Listen, guys, if you're listening to me, please... For the sake of your well-being, be safe on Halloween.
Be safe.
Have a good time, but don't do anything that would disappoint your parents or the cops. Just kidding. Well, just don't do anything. Don't get in the cops' ways. Do you know what I mean? Just watch out. Be safe. And listen, little girls, don't dress like sluts. Stop doing it.
And don't eat unwrapped candy.
God, these little 7th, 8th grade girls, man, little 9th grade girl, they can't do that. They cannot do that. They can't do that. They can't dress the way that they dress.
It looks
wrong.
Yeah.
It looks so stupid. It's bad because they look like they're so young. It's so bad. It is not good. Parents, do not let your 13-year-old daughter go dressing up as like
a sex fairy.
As a sex fairy. Exactly. You guys should just listen to Josh.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of sex fairies out there.
Josh,
you know? High shorts, skirts.
Josh
wand.
Knows all about the 6th grade sex fairies.
That's okay. All right, that sounded really wrong. I don't know anything about the 6th grade sex fairies, David.
Josh will tell you all about the 6th grade sex fairies. If you want to know more about little 6th grade girls dressing up the way that they shouldn't be dressing
talk
on
to
Halloween,
David about talk. That. I know nothing about 6th graders dressing up as sex fairies.
Talk to Josh. He obviously is the sex fairy king, so he would know better than anybody else.
Oh man.
If you want to know where the little 6th grade girls are going to be going to trick-or-treat,
no,
ask Josh.
No, that is false. I don't want to get arrested today,
oh,
David.
Oh, I'm just messing with you, man. But seriously, guys, come on. Parents of your 13, 14, 15, and 16-year-old little girls. Wow. It's just, I mean, maybe 16. I get it. 16, okay. 15...
Yeah, that's on the border right
you're on
there.
The border. Listen, 13, 14, 12, 13, 14, that is ridiculous. That should not be allowed. Seriously. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Man, oh, I remember like middle, I'm not even kidding. I think I was like 8th grade, 7th or 8th grade, like middle school Halloween. Oh my God. You go from like elementary school where like, you know what I mean? Like, girls in elementary school dress up in, you know, like they want to be Pocahontas and they want to be like Tinkerbell
and
like,
all that, yeah.
Dude, oh my God, like 6th, 7th grade hits, you're just like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't know that Paul Revere Middle School was a gentleman's club on October 31st of every year. Seriously,
man.
And it's sick, man. It's disgusting. I mean, me being in 8th grade, 7th, 8th grade at the time, I'm sure I didn't think it was too disgusting, but I'm just saying, you know, now, you know, being older and kind of seeing it from a different perspective, you know, seeing it from like a perspective being like, well, I don't even want to look at that because that's just really weird, you know? Listen, guys, watch what your kids wear for Halloween. Watch what your kids are doing, but let them have a good time. It's all good. They're good. It's all good. It's about finding a balance between having a good time, being safe, being happy.
And parents, for the love of God, pass out good candy this year. Pass out good candy. I'm tired of getting celery sticks and peanut butter.
Josh
pass out some chocolate, for Christ's sake.
Josh just wants his chocolate.
I want my chocolate fix, man.
Josh. Josh has a...
No more celery sticks, for crying out loud.
He has a problem with the chocolate.
I do.
Oh, listen, guys. I just want to thank you so much for experiencing this with us.
Oh, gosh. It was such a great show, David.
Been such a wonderful Sunday filled with love, light, laughter, and everything in between. As you know, on the Vibration Station, we are constantly sending you love, light, joy, and laughter. As you know, once again, you're going to want to go on Facebook, like our page, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Also, you can check out David Crockett. We love you guys. We'll see you next Sunday. Be safe on Halloween.
Yes.
And eat
guys.
A lot of candy.
Yes.
All right,
take care, guys. We love you all.
Always love. Peace.
Peace. I'm just living it up and blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see? How fast we can smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other. Until the end of this rhyme, at least that's how it seemed. That everything was fine.